Hello everyone, I'm George Myler the Wealth. Thanks for coming back to my channel. And this is talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of relatively few American politicians to be sometimes known by her initials, MTG. The only other one I can think of presently is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat from New York City, who's part of the squad, a real left-winger, an up-and-comer. The old days is LBJ, FDR, and so on. So she's a household name. And she's not been in Congress that long, representing the 14th district of Georgia. And she's very proud to say she's Georgia born and bred, studied at the University of Georgia and so on. So Miss Taylor, she was. She married Harry Greene, had three children, divorced, but she still keeps his name as part of her surname. So, yeah, she is known for being a real wacko, a tacko, she's only been in Congress since 2021, but she's one of the probably the best known Republican of the class of that year. Obviously elected November 2020, they take their seats a few weeks later in the new year. But she's spectacularly fallen out with Donald J. Trump over various things. So she has told a lot of lies. She appears to believe them. She's an attack dog. She's ultra aggressive. She's scathing towards the mainstream media, which she scapegoats for a lot of America's problems. So in some ways, she's a predictable Republican. She does at least defend children and saying how horrific abortion is for children. Obviously, they get murdered, as well as for the mothers, who, if they've got any common decency at all, will carry that guilt for the rest of their lives. She obviously recognizes sometimes if there's the only way to save a mother's life, then obviously it's the right thing to do. So she put a lot of disinformation about COVID-19, saying how face masks were so terrible. Okay, in some ways she's libertarian. That's why she was against lockdowns and things of that nature. She was an anti-vaxxer and so forth. All right. So now I know the thing about these vaccines is where the conspiracy theorists do have a point is they will rush through in 6 months things that would have taken in 10 years. And then she's made these absolutely preposterous comparisons of claiming that a vaccine has been compulsory for certain things is equivalent to the Holocaust. I mean, just absolutely revolting. A measure is meant to keep people safe is not genocide. Okay. And just breaching Godwin's law, being grossly offensive, call people medical brown shirts who tried to promote this vaccine, which was going to save people's lives. So you can see how anti-scientific she is. She was a blind supporter of Donald J. Trump. She was pushing his lies that he actually won the 2020 election, that the presidential election in her home state ought to be decertified and so on. She tried to impeach Joe Biden on some spurious grounds and. Now, when it came to the Ukraine issue, she was really just parroting Russian propaganda. So she's a complete ignoramus. There she is, victim blaming. It's absolutely appalling that she's speaking up for tyranny. She's someone who claims to value civil liberty, and in some ways she does. And there she is as an advocate for one of the cruelest tyrannies in the world, where people have no civil rights and the government's got unlimited powers. There's really no redress for ordinary citizens. So anyway, she's against a foreign aid and things like that. What else was I going to say? She didn't want Finland and Sweden to join NATO. All right. I don't think that she was a particularly strong reason for that. She has been excoriating about NATO. So far as I know, she's not actually advocated withdrawal from NATO. She said the Ukrainian government is corrupt, and there is significant corruption in Russia. There's corruption everywhere. There's certainly corruption. We look at Donald Trump with all the double dealing, with all the emolument for the presidency, with the guy getting a previous vice president to stay at a Trump hotel in Ireland, you know, even though it's a far side of the country from Dublin and so forth. All these sweetheart deals with Qatar and other Gulf Arab countries who started holding their diplomatic receptions in his hotel since he became president and. Trump, who committed was a 24 counts of fraud as he was found guilty of in a New York court and so on. So she didn't want any military aid to Ukraine. So now where she's been a little bit, how to put it, open-minded, where she's broken lockstep is on the Palestine issue. Now, She was bigoted against Rashida Tlaib, saying that Rashida Tlaib was anti-Semitic and so on, just because Rashida Tlaib spoke up for human rights of Palestinians and sympathized with Hamas and so on. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has at least been broad-minded on Iran, saying it's doubtful that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. As she pointed out, we've been told that for 20 years, longer actually, and they would have made more progress. Where's the proof they've done it? And the US is doing this on behalf of a country which has developed nuclear weapons 40 years ago and still won't tell the truth about it. Iran has signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and Israel's refused to do so. Iran has submitted to very, very stringent and extensive inspections, and Israel hasn't, and so forth. Anyway, she says that the United States should not bomb Israel and so forth, saying this is not our fight. So in some ways, she's an isolationist. She also has strongly castigated Israel for bombing churches in Gaza and elsewhere. And she's the only Republican so far as to say what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians in Gaza is genocide, which is absolutely true. Now, that is quite unusual coming from someone who's a self-confessed Islamophobe. And she's obviously a complete gun nut as well. No surprise there, then. She wants to abolish the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives and stuff like that. So she's very concerned about illegal immigration into the United States. She's unsympathetic to the gay community, said the US Embassy shouldn't fly pride flags. I mean, I don't think particularly they should. I don't think the pride flag is bad. I don't object to anyone flying the pride flag. I mean, I don't fly it myself. But surely, countries fly their national flag, and that's it, really. She doesn't like the idea of same-sex marriage and so on, and she doesn't like, transsexual people, whatever, transvestites pretending to be women, and so forth. So she's against Black Lives Matter. Because she obviously thinks that Black Lives don't matter, and she's anti-scientific about climate change. So okay, and she disbelieves in evolution. So she's a real nut job. She's completely imbecilic. But she's fallen out with Donald Trump over Gaza, over various things like that. She thinks he's not done enough to make healthcare affordable to the average person. So she appeals to some sort of semi-rural working class whites. So she's a considerable loss to the Republican Party, and her resignation, I think it's not immediate, the next election she's going to stand down, is a bit of a blow to the Republicans, because there she was, this 50-something woman who connected with a lot of angst, working class, and I suppose middle class women, particularly white Christian women. Bring them over to their side, but recognizes that the Republican Party really cares about the rich, and they'll say all these things to get a few blue collar votes, but doesn't actually do very much for the blue collars. So she is really crazy, saying that the old Pizzagate thing, that Hillary Clinton ran a paedophile ring out of a pizza parlor and was engaged in human sacrifice. Now the second bit of that is true if you mean abortion. So she's quite like QAnon. Just absolutely bonkers, some of the things that she was saying, that there's a white genocide attempt to wipe out the white race, which is truly preposterous, and so on. So to some extent she was an embarrassment to the Republican Party. She was certainly a loudmouth, maybe an effective communicator for dimwits who were susceptible to her sort of barking crazy conspiracy theories. But it's a sign that the party is in a bit of trouble, like lower approval ratings. But you think, coming up to the midway through a second term, you'd expect there to be some ructions, and really not made life better for the working class. What has Trump delivered on? I suppose reducing foreign aid, kicking out illegal immigrants, making it hard for people, illegal immigrants, to come into the United States. He certainly hasn't delivered on peace in Ukraine. And remember, wait for it, that was going to happen after 24 hours. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.